This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Malaysia Airlines flew its Flight 17 again today, Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It was routed well south of Ukrainian airspace, we should say. A lot of airlines had already been avoiding that area. Others had not. So we asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to figure out the economics of flight planning.
Airlines use computer modeling and human judgment to choose flight plans. Basically, they look at two things, says aviation consultant George Hamlin.
The first thing is safety. The considerations after that are basically you would like to do that at the lowest possible cost.
A less efficient flight path means more money spent on fuel, crews, and maintenance. So it's not a decision carriers take lightly. Ukrainian authorities had closed the flight path up to 32,000 feet. But flight MH17 was above that. Some airlines still avoided the area altogether, paying more for extra safety. Malaysia Airlines stayed the course, as did several other carriers.
This industry has gotten so dog-eat-dog and so competitive that they're looking at the bottom line far more than they ever have in the history of this industry.
University of Portland finance professor Richard Gritta says a longer flight path may only cost a few dollars more per seat, but multiply that over all the flights and it takes a real bite out of profits.
It becomes a fairly big deal, especially if you're flying that route several times a day.
Strict cost-cutting is why you don't often hear captains of today's commercial jets talk like Jim Tillman.
I've flown hundreds of miles around weather to keep my passengers secure and safe and comfortable.
Tillman was a longtime American Airlines pilot whose career included air travel's golden age.
I did burn a little bit more fuel, but it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't so much that the airline got upset because I did that.
With companies facing high fuel prices and shareholder pressure, pilots today don't expect their employers to be so lenient. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.